Our New Testament reading today is from Acts chapter 23, verses 12 through 35. When it was day, the Jews made a plot and bound themselves by an oath, neither to eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. There were more than 40 who made this conspiracy. They went to the chief priests and elders and said, "We have strictly bound ourselves by an oath to taste no food till we have killed Paul. Now, therefore, you along with the council give notice to the tribune to bring him down to you, as though you were going to determine his case more exactly. And we are ready to kill him before he comes near." Now the son of Paul's sister heard of their ambush. So he went and entered the barracks and told Paul. Paul called one of the centurions and said, "Take this young man to the tribune, for he has something to tell them." So he took him and brought him to the tribune and said, "Paul, the prisoner, called me and asked me to bring this young man to you, as he has something to say to you." The tribune took him by the hand and, going aside, asked him privately, "What is it that you have to tell me?" And he said, "The Jews have agreed to ask you to bring Paul down to the council tomorrow, as though they were going to inquire somewhat more closely about him. But do not be persuaded by them, for more than 40 of their men are lying in ambush for him, who have bound themselves by an oath neither to eat nor drink till they have killed him. And now they are ready, waiting for your consent." So the tribune dismissed the young man, charging him, "Tell no one that you have informed me of these things." Then he called two of the centurions and said, "Get ready 200 soldiers with 70 horsemen and 200 spearmen to go as far as Caesarea at the third hour of the night. Also provide mounts for Paul to ride and bring him safely to Felix the governor." And he wrote a letter to this effect: "Claudius Lysias, to His Excellency the Governor Felix, greetings. This man was seized by the Jews and was about to be killed by them when I came upon them with the soldiers and rescued him, having learned that he was a Roman citizen. And desiring to know the charge for which they were accusing him, I brought him down to their council. I found that he was being accused about questions of their law, but charged with nothing deserving death or imprisonment. And when it was disclosed to me that there would be a plot against the man, I sent him to you at once, ordering his accusers also to state before you what they have against him." So the soldiers, according to their instructions, took Paul and brought him by night to Antipatris. And on the next day they returned to the barracks, letting the horsemen go on with him. When they had come to Caesarea and delivered the letter to the governor, they presented Paul also before him. On reading the letter, he asked what province he was from. And when he learned that he was from Cilicia, he said, "I will give you a hearing when your accusers arrive." And he commanded him to be guarded in Herod's praetorium. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Kurt Muse of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in East Peoria, Illinois.
Dear friends in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The basis of today's sermonette is from the book of Acts, the 25th chapter, verse 35b. "Then he ordered that Paul be kept under guard in Herod's palace." Many times it's been said that truth is stranger than fiction. How true that is. Or we hear often that God works in mysterious ways. There's no doubt about that. God works in ways that are above and beyond us. God reveals himself in his word, some which is easily understood and some which could only be understood by faith. But nonetheless, God works through ways and means that are above and beyond us. The early part of my church year career, I was a director of Christian education in Boonville, Missouri. Boonville, Missouri was in Cooper County and was a slave-holding state during the Civil War. 3,000 slaves lived there. Boonville was a unique mixture of Southern gentlemen, many who owned slaves, and Northern gentlemen, and many Lutherans who knew to obey the government. Missouri was not a Confederate or Union state, but a border state. Missouri was a dangerous state to live in Boonville particularly, because Southern and Northern troops crossed through the city and each threatened to burn the city down. If a Southern army approached, Southern gentlemen would come forward and speak for the peace of Boonville. If Northern armies came through seeking to burn the town, Northern gentlemen and Lutheran lady would come out and greet the armies. And that way, Boonville was spared any burning or damage during the tumultuous years of the Civil War. God works in very mysterious ways. He works in ways that are above and beyond us. In the study of Acts, we hear about God's great missionary. God called Saul. By grace, Saul became Paul. Paul was called by God to speak God's word. Paul was a servant of God. In the book of Acts, we hear that Paul is now being threatened. His life is being threatened by Jews who cannot stand his message of grace of Jesus Christ. 40 of them are planning to ambush Paul and to end his life. Paul is aware of this. But God is working mysterious to work ways which are good, that Paul might continue to fulfill God's plan of spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. Paul then contacts Roman authorities, and he tells them his situation using a small boy, and hence Paul, being both a Jew and a Roman citizen, uses that for his advantage to protect his life. God works through that as well. God uses the Roman government and Paul's Roman citizen to protect his life. Paul is then guarded by many military personnel who protect him from the ambush and deliver him safely into Herod's palace, where there he will be kept safe until a proper questioning takes place, and hence his life is spared so that the gospel might continue to be proclaimed. It's very similar to how God continues to work. He works through believers and non-believers. He works through situations that are plain and clear and rather difficult situations. In the Old Testament, God worked through Pharaoh to protect the life of Joseph, who was going to protect the line and lineage of Jesus Christ and his entire family. And they were brought into Egypt and spared from the desperate famine that was going on. God worked through Moses, who literally was a basket case, pulled from the river and saved his life, that God might deliver the Israelites, the Jewish people, from the days of bondage through Moses, who was a type of Christ. God worked through the pagan kings to protect Daniel, who was in bondage in Babylon, that the work and word of God might continue. And ultimately, many believe the Babylonians were the ones who sent the wise men to worship Jesus. In the New Testament, God continues to work through situations and people and believers in historical settings. The Pax Romana provided peace and safety, a road network, a common language, a common trade. It reduced crime so that the message of Jesus Christ might be proclaimed to the entire world. God works through unique situations mysteriously. And so the Lutheran question, what does this mean for us? This means that God continues to work in our lives the gospel message as he has called us and chose us to be his people. He works through situations and people that are above and beyond us, always to protect us, to keep us in faith until the day that he calls us home. For us, the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, 28th verse, brings us great comfort and hope. For all things work together for the good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. So in this we rejoice, and we see God working in history. Even though history might seem to be out of control and our world seems to be out of control, God is still calling people into his kingdom. God is still blessing the work of his servants, his children, his preachers, his missionaries, his teachers, and even sometimes using believers and unbelievers in ways that might not seem rather ordinary to us or might not seem to make sense for us. And so in the book of Acts, we once again see how God protects his servants, that his gospel message is proclaimed. For God's desire is for all to be saved and come to the knowledge, the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ our Lord. God bless you.
We thank Pastor Kurt Muse of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in East Peoria, Illinois, for today's meditation on God's Word.